2 Paralipomenon on Chapter 21. Joram's wicked reign. His punishment and death. 21:1. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David. And Joram his son reigned in his stead. 21:2. And he had brethren the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azarias, and Jehiel, and Zacharias, and Azariah, and Michael, and Saphatias. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat king of Judah. 21:3. And their father gave them great gifts of silver, and of gold, and pensions, with strong cities in Judah. But the kingdom he gave to Joram, because he was the eldest. 21:4. So Joram rose up over the kingdom of his father. And when he had established himself, he slew all his brethren with the sword, and some of the princes of Israel. 21:5. Joram was 32 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. 21:6. And he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, as the house of Achab had done. For his wife was a daughter of Achab, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. 21:7. But the Lord would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant which he had made with him, and because he had promised to give a lamp to him, and to his sons forever. 21:8. In those days Edom revolted, from being subject to Judah, and made themselves a king. 21:9. And Joram went over with his princes, and all his cavalry with him, and rose in the night, and defeated the Edomites who had surrounded him, and all the captains of his cavalry. 21:10. However Edom revolted, from being under the dominion of Judah unto this day. At that time Labanah also revolted, from being under his hand. For he had forsaken the Lord the God of his fathers. 21:11. Moreover he built also high places in the cities of Judah, and he made the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication, and Judah to transgress. 21:12. And there was a letter brought him from Eliseus the prophet, in which it was written, Thus saith the Lord the God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah. 21:13. But hast walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication, imitating the fornication of the house of Achab. Moreover also thou hast killed thy brethren, the house of thy father, better men than thyself. 21:14. Behold the Lord will strike thee with a great plague, with all thy people, and thy children, and thy wives, and all thy substance. 21:15. And thou shalt be sick of a very grievous disease of thy bowels, till thy vital parts come out by little and little every day. 21:16. And the Lord stirred up against Joram the spirit of the Philistines, and of the Arabians, who border on the Ethiopians. 21:17. And they came up into the land of Judah, and wasted it, and they carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, his sons also, and his wives. So that there was no son left him but Joachaz, who was the youngest. Joachaz, alias Ochozias. 21:18. And besides all this the Lord struck him with an incurable disease in his bowels. 21:19. And as day came after day, and time rolled on, 2 whole years passed. Then after being wasted with a long consumption, so as to void his very bowels, his disease ended with his life. And he died of a most wretched illness, and the people did not make a funeral for him according to the manner of burning, as they had done for his ancestors. 21:20. He was 32 years old when he began his reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked not rightly, and they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. 2 Paralipomenon on Chapter 22. The reign and death of Ochozias. The tyranny of Athaliah. 22:1. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ochozias his youngest son king in his place. For the rovers of the Arabians, who had broken upon the camp, had killed all that were his elder brothers. So Ochozias the son of Joram king of Judah reigned. 22:2. Ochozias was 42 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem, and the name of his mother was Athaliah the daughter of Amri. 42, etc. Divers Greek Bibles read 32. Agreeably to 4 Kings 8.17. 22:3. He also walked in the ways of the house of Achab. For his mother pushed him on to do wickedly. 22:4. So he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as the house of Achab did. For they were his counselors after the death of his father, to his destruction. 22:5. And he walked after their counsels. And he went with Joram the son of Achab king of Israel, to fight against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Joram. 22:6. And he returned to be healed in Jezreel. For he received many wounds in the foresaid battle. And Ochozias the son of Joram, king of Judah, went down to visit Joram the son of Ahab in Jezreel, where he lay sick. 22:7. For it was the will of God against Ochozias that he should come to Joram. And when he was come, should go out also against Jehu the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to destroy the house of Ahab. 22:8. So when Jehu was rooting out the house of Ahab, he found the princes of Judah, and the sons of the brethren of Ochozias, who served him, and he slew them. 22:9. And he sought for Ochozias himself, and took him lying hid in Samaria. And when he was brought to him, he killed him, and they buried him. Because he was the son of Josaphat, who had sought the Lord with all his heart. And there was no more hope that anyone should reign of the race of Ochozias. 22:10. For Athaliah his mother, seeing that her son was dead, rose up, and killed all the royal family of the house of Joram. 22:11. But Jezebel the king's daughter took Joas the son of Ochozias, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain. And she hid him with his nurse in a bedchamber. Now Jezebel that hid him, was daughter of King Joram, wife of Joiada the high priest, and sister of Ochozias, and therefore Athaliah did not kill him. 22:12. And he was with them hid in the house of God 6 years, during which Athaliah reigned over the land. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 23. Joiada the high priest causeth Joas to be made king, Athaliah to be slain, and idolatry to be destroyed. 23:1. And in the 7th year Joiada being encouraged, took the captains of hundreds, to wit, Azarias the son of Jeroham, and Ismael the son of Johanan, and Azarias the son of Od, and Mazes the son of Adaias, and Elizaphat the son of Zechariah, and made a covenant with them. 23:2. And they went about Judah, and gathered together the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the chiefs of the families of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. 23:3. And all the multitude made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And Joiada said to them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord hath said of the sons of David. 23:4. And this is the thing that you shall do. 23:5. The third part of you that come to the Sabbath, of the priests, and of the Levites, and of the porters shall be at the gates, and a third part of the king's house, and a third of the gate that is called the foundation. But let all the rest of the people be in the courts of the house of the Lord, to the Sabbath. That is, to perform in your weeks the functions of your office, or the weekly watches. 23:6. And let no one come into the house of the Lord, but the priests, and they that minister of the Levites. Let them only come in, because they are sanctified. And let all the rest of the people keep the watches of the Lord. 23:7. And let the Levites be round about the king, every man with his arms. And if any other come into the temple, let him be slain. And let them be with the king, both coming in, and going out. 23:8. So the Levites, and all Judah did according to all that Joiada the high priest had commanded. And they took every one his men that were under him, and that came in by the course of the Sabbath, with those who had fulfilled the Sabbath, and were to go out. For Joiada the high priest permitted not the companies to depart, which were accustomed to succeed one another every week. 23:9. And Joiada the priest gave to the captains the spears, and the shields, and targets of King David, which he had dedicated in the house of the Lord. 23:10. And he set all the people with swords in their hands from the right side of the temple, to the left side of the temple, before the altar, and the temple, round about the king. 23:11. And they brought out the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and the testimony, and gave him the law to hold in his hand, and they made him king. And Joiada the high priest and his sons anointed him. And they prayed for him, and said, God save the king. 23:12. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came into the people, into the temple of the Lord. 23:13. And when she saw the king standing upon the step in the entrance, and the princes, and the companies about him, and all the people of the land rejoicing, and sounding with trumpets, and playing on instruments of divers kinds, and the voice of those that praised, she rent her garments, and said, Treason, treason. 23:14. And Joiada the high priest going up to the captains, and the chiefs of the army, said to them, Take her forth without the precinct of the temple, and when she is without, let her be killed with the sword. For the priest commanded that she should not be killed in the house of the Lord. 23:15. And they laid hold on her by the neck. And when she was come within the horse gate of the palace, they killed her there. 23:16. And Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people, and the king, that they should be the people of the Lord. 23:17. And all the people went into the house of Baal, and destroyed it, and they broke down his altars and his idols. And they slew Mathan the priest of Baal before the altars. 23:18. And Jehoiada appointed overseers in the house of the Lord, under the hands of the priests, and the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of the Lord, to offer holocausts to the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with joy and singing, according to the disposition of David. 23:19. He appointed also porters in the gates of the house of the Lord, that none who was unclean in anything should enter in. 23:20. And he took the captains of hundreds, and the most valiant men, and the chiefs of the people, and all the people of the land, and they brought down the king from the house of the Lord, and brought him through the upper gate into the king's house, and set him on the royal throne. 23:21. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. But Athaliah was slain with the sword. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 24. Joas reigneth well all the days of Jehoiada. Afterwards falleth into idolatry and causeth Zacharias to be slain. He is slain himself by his servants. 24:1. Joas was 7 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Zebiah of Basabi. 24:2. And he did that which is good before the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. 24:3. And Jehoiada took for him 2 wives, by whom he had sons and daughters. 24:4. After this Joas had a mind to repair the house of the Lord. 24:5. And he assembled the priests, and the Levites, and said to them, Go out to the cities of Judah, and gather of all Israel money to repair the temple of your God, from year to year, and do this with speed. But the Levites were negligent. 24:6. And the king called Jehoiada the chiefs, and said to him, Why hast thou not taken care to oblige the Levites to bring in out of Judah and Jerusalem the money that was appointed by Moses the servant of the Lord for all the multitude of Israel to bring into the tabernacle of the testimony? 24:7. For that wicked woman Athaliah, and her children have destroyed the house of God, and adorned the temple of Baal with all the things that had been dedicated in the temple of the Lord. 24:8. And the king commanded, and they made a chest, and set it by the gate of the house of the Lord on the outside. 24:9. And they made a proclamation in Judah and Jerusalem, that every man should bring to the Lord the money which Moses the servant of God appointed for all Israel, in the desert. 24:10. And all the princes, and all the people rejoiced. And going in they contributed and cast so much into the test of the Lord, that it was filled. 24:11. And when it was time to bring the test before the king by the hands of the Levites, for they saw there was much money, the king's scribe, and he whom the high priest had appointed went in. And they poured out the money that was in the chest, and they carried back the chest to its place. And thus they did from day to day, and there was gathered an immense sum of money. 24:12. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to those who were over the works of the house of the Lord. But they hired with it stone cutters, and artificers of every kind of work to repair the house of the Lord, and such as wrought in iron and brass, to uphold what began to be falling. 24:13. And the workmen were diligent, and the breach of the walls was closed up by their hands, and they set up the house of the Lord in its former state, and made it stand firm. 24:14. And when they had finished all the works, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. And with it were made vessels for the temple for the ministry, and for holocausts and bowls, and other vessels of gold and silver. And holocausts were offered in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. 24:15. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and died when he was 130 years old. 24:16. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good to Israel, and to his house. 24:17. And after the death of Jehoiada, the princes of Judah went in, and worshipped the king. And he was soothed by their services and hearkened to them. 24:18. And they forsook the temple of the Lord the God of their fathers, and served groves and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this sin. 24:19. And he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they would not give ear when they testified against them. 24:20. The Spirit of God then came upon Zacharias the son of Joiada the priest, and he stood in the sight of the people, and said to them, Thus saith the Lord God, Why transgress you the commandment of the Lord which will not be for your good, and have forsaken the Lord, to make him forsake you? 24:21. And they gathered themselves together against him, and stoned him at the king's commandment in the court of the house of the Lord. 24:22. And King Joash did not remember the kindness that Joiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. And when he died, he said, The Lord see, and require it. 24:23. And when a year was come about, the army of Syria came up against him. And they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and killed all the princes of the people, and they sent all the spoils to the king of Damascus. 24:24. And whereas there came a very small number of the Syrians, the Lord delivered into their hands an infinite multitude, because they had forsaken the Lord the God of their fathers. And on Joash they executed shameful judgments. 24:25. And departing they left him in great diseases. And his servants rose up against him, for revenge of the blood of the son of Joiada the priest, and they slew him in his bed, and he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. 24:26. Now the men that conspired against him were Zabad the son of Samath and Ammonitis, and Josiabad the son of Samarath and Muobitis. 24:27. And concerning his sons, and the sum of money which was gathered under him, and the repairing the house of God, they are written more diligently in the book of Kings. And Amazes his son reigned in his stead. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 25. Amazes reign. He beginneth well, but endeth ill. He is overthrown by Joash, and slain by his people. 25:1. Amazes was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Joiachin of Jerusalem. 25:2. And he did what was good in the sight of the Lord, but yet not with a perfect heart. 25:3. And when he saw himself strengthened in his kingdom, he put to death the servants that had slain the king his father. 25:4. But he slew not their children, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, The fathers shall not be slain for the children, nor the children for their fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. 25:5. Amazes therefore gathered Judah together, and appointed them by families, and captains of thousands and of hundreds in all Judah, and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and upwards, and found 300,000 young men that could go out to battle, and could hold the spear and shield. 25:6. He hired also of Israel 100,000 valiant men, for 100 talents of silver. 25:7. But a man of God came to him, and said, O king, let not the army of Israel go out with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, and all the children of Ephraim. 25:8. And if thou think that battles consist in the strength of the army, God will make thee to be overcome by the enemies. For it belongeth to God both to help, and to put to flight. 25:9. And Amazes said to the man of God, What will then become of the 100 talents which I have given to the soldiers of Israel? And the man of God answered him, The Lord is rich enough to be able to give thee much more than this. 25:10. Then Amazes separated the army, that came to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. But they being much enraged against Judah, returned to their own country. 25:11. And Amazes taking courage led forth his people, and went to the vale of Salpits, and slew of the children of Seir 10,000. 25:12. Another 10,000 men the sons of Judah took, and brought to the steep of a certain rock, and cast them down headlong from the top, and they all were broken to pieces. 25:13. But that army which Amazes had sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, spread themselves among the cities of Judah, from Samaria to Beth-horon, and having killed 3,000 took away much spoil. 25:14. But Amazes after he had slain the Edomites, set up the gods of the children of Seir, which he had brought thence, to be his gods, and adored them, and burnt incense to them. 25:15. Wherefore the Lord being angry against Amazes, sent a prophet to him, to say to him, Why hast thou adored gods that have not delivered their own people out of thy hand? 25:16. And when he spoke these things, he answered him, Art thou the king's counselor? Be quiet, lest I kill thee. And the prophet departing, said, I know that God is minded to kill thee, because thou hast done this evil, and moreover hast not hearkened to my counsel. 25:17. Then Amasa's king of Judah, taking very bad counsel, sent to Joash the son of Joachaz the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another. 25:18. But he sent back the messengers, saying, The thistle that is in Libanus, sent to the cedar in Libanus, saying, Give thy daughter to my son to wife. And behold, the beasts that were in the wood of Libanus passed by and trod down the thistle. 25:19. Thou hast said, I have overthrown Edom, and therefore thy heart is lifted up with pride. Stay at home, why dost thou provoke evil against thee, that both thou shouldst fall in Judah with thee? 25:20. Amasa would not hearken to him, because it was the Lord's will that he should be delivered into the hands of enemies, because of the gods of Edom. 25:21. So Joash king of Israel went up, and they presented themselves to be seen by one another. And Amasa king of Judah was in Beth-Semes of Judah. 25:22. And Judah fell before Israel, and they fled to their dwellings. 25:23. And Joash king of Israel took Amasa king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Joachaz, in Beth-Semes, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the walls thereof from the gate of Ephraim to the gate of the corner, 400 cubits. 25:24. And he took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that he found in the house of God and with Obededom, and in the treasures of the king's house, moreover also the sons of the hostages he brought back to Samaria. 25:25. And Amasa the son of Joash king of Judah lived, after the death of Joash the son of Joachaz king of Israel, 15 years. 25:26. Now the rest of the acts of Amasa, the first and last, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. 25:27. And after he revolted from the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled into Lachish, and they sent and killed him there. 25:28. And they brought him back upon horses, and buried him with his fathers in the city of David. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 26. Uzziah's reigneth prosperously, till he invadeth the priest's office, upon which he is struck with leprosy. 26:1. And all the people of Judah took his son Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of Amasa his father. 26:2. He built Elath, and restored it to the dominion of Judah, after that the king slept with his fathers. 26:3. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jechiliah of Jerusalem. 26:4. And he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that Amasa his father had done. 26:5. And he sought the Lord in the days of Zacharias that understood and sought God. And as long as he sought the Lord, he directed him in all things. 26:6. Moreover he went forth and fought against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Geth, and the wall of Jabneah, and the wall of Azotus. And he built towns in Azotus, and among the Philistines. 26:7. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians, that dwelt in Gerbaal, and against the Ammonites. 26:8. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name was spread abroad even to the entrance of Egypt for his frequent victories. 26:9. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem over the gate of the corner, and over the gate of the valley, and the rest, in the same side of the wall, and fortified them. 26:10. And he built towers in the wilderness, and dug many cisterns, for he had much cattle both in the plains, and in the waste of the desert. He had also vineyards and dressers and vines in the mountains, and in Carmel. For he was a man that loved husbandry. 26:11. And the army of his fighting men, that went out to war, was under the hand of Jehiel the scribe, and Mazes the doctor, and under the hand of Hananias, who was one of the king's captains. 26:12. And the whole number of the chiefs by the families of valiant men were 2,600. 26:13. And the whole army under them 307,500, who were fit for war, and fought for the king against the enemy. 26:14. And Uzziah prepared for them, that is, for the whole army, shields, and spears, and helmets, and coats of mail, and bows, and slings to cast stones. 26:15. And he made in Jerusalem mansions of diverse kinds, which he placed in the towers, and in the corners of the walls, 2 shoot arrows, and great stones. And his name went forth far abroad, for the Lord helped him, and God strengthened him. 26:16. But when he was made strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, and he neglected the Lord his God. And going into the temple of the Lord, he had a mind to burn incense upon the altar of incense. 26:17. And immediately Azarias the priest going in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, most valiant men. 26:18. Withstood the king and said, It doth not belong to thee, Ozias, to burn incense to the Lord, but to the priests, that is, to the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated for this ministry. Go out of the sanctuary, do not despise, for this thing shall not be accounted to thy glory by the Lord God. 26:19. And Ozias was angry, and holding in his hand the censer to burn incense, threatened the priests. And presently there arose a leprosy in his forehead before the priests, in the house of the Lord at the altar of incense. 26:20. And Azarias the high priest, and all the rest of the priests looked upon him, and saw the leprosy in his forehead, and they made haste to thrust him out. Yea, himself also being frightened, hasted to go out, because he had quickly felt the stroke of the Lord. 26:21. And Ozias the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and he dwelt in a house apart being full of the leprosy, for which he had been cast out of the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son governed the king's house, and judged the people of the land. 26:22. But the rest of the acts of Ozias first and last were written by Isaiah the son of Amos, the prophet. 26:23. And Ozias slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the field of the royal sepulchres, because he was a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 27. Jotham's good reign. 27:1. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jerusha, the daughter of Sadok. 27:2. And he did that which was right before the Lord, according to all that Ozias his father had done, only that he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people still transgressed. 27:3. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. 27:4. Moreover he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and castles and towers in the forests. 27:5. He fought against the king of the children of Ammon, and overcame them, and the children of Ammon gave him at that time 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and as many measures of barley. So much did the children of Ammon give him in the second and third year. 27:6. And Jotham was strengthened, because he had his way directed before the Lord his God. 27:7. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars, and his works, are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. 27:8. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. 27:9. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Achaz his son reigned in his stead. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 28. The wicked and unhappy reign of Achaz. 28:1. Achaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord as David his father had done. 28:2. But walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. Moreover also he cast statues for Balaam. 28:3. It was he that burnt incense in the valley of Beninim, and consecrated his sons in the fire according to the manner of the nations, which the Lord slew at the coming of the children of Israel. 28:4. He sacrificed also, and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. 28:5. And the Lord his God delivered him into the hands of the king of Syria, who defeated him, and took a great booty out of his kingdom, and carried it to Damascus. He was also delivered into the hands of the king of Israel, who overthrew him with a great slaughter. 28:6. For Phichae the son of Romelius slew of Judah 120,000 in one day, all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord the God of their fathers. 28:7. At the same time Zechariah a powerful man of Ephraim, slew Mazas the king's son, and Azricam a governor of his house, and Elkanah who was next to the king. 28:8. And the children of Israel carried away of their brethren 200,000 women, boys, and girls, and an immense booty, and they brought it to Samaria. 28:9. At that time there was a prophet of the Lord there, whose name was Oded, and he went out to meet the army that came to Samaria, and said to them, Behold, the Lord, the God of your fathers, being angry with Judah, hath delivered them into your hands, and you have butchered them cruelly, so that your cruelty hath reached up to heaven. 28:10. Moreover, you have a mind to keep under the children of Judah and Jerusalem for your bondmen and bondwomen, which ought not to be done. For you have sinned in this against the Lord your God. 28:11. But hear ye my counsel, and release the captives that you have brought of your brethren, because a great indignation of the Lord hangeth over you. 28:12. Then some of the chief men of the sons of Ephraim, Azarias the son of Johanan, Berechias the son of Moselemith, Azachias the son of Salem, and Amasa the son of Adali, stood up against them that came from the war. 28:13. And they said to them, You shall not bring in the captive hither, lest we sin against the Lord. Why will you add to our sins, and heap up upon our former offenses? For the sin is great, and the fierce anger of the Lord hangeth over Israel. 28:14. So the soldiers left the spoils, and all that they had taken, before the princes and all the multitude. 28:15. And the men, whom we mentioned above, rose up and took the captives, and with the spoils clothed all them that were naked. And when they had clothed and shod them, and refreshed them with meat and drink, and anointed them because of their labor, and had taken care of them, they set such of them as could not walk, and were feeble, upon beasts, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brethren, and they returned to Samaria. 28:16. At that time King Achaz sent to the king of the Assyrians asking help. 28:17. And the Edomites came and slew many of Judah, and took a great booty. 28:18. The Philistines also spread themselves among the cities of the plains, and to the south of Judah. And they took Beth-Sames, and Elon, and Kedroth, and Socho, and Tamnan, and Gamso, with their villages, and they dwelt in them. 28:19. For the Lord had humbled Judah because of Achaz the king of Judah, for he had stripped it of help, and had contemned the Lord. For he had stripped it of help. That is, Achaz stripped the kingdom of Judah of the divine assistance by his wickedness, and by his introducing idolatry. 28:20. And he brought against him Telgath-Philnazar king of the Assyrians, who also afflicted him, and plundered him without any resistance. 28:21. And Achaz stripped the house of the Lord, and the house of the kings, and of the princes, and gave gifts to the king of the Assyrians, and yet it availed him nothing. 28:22. Moreover also in the time of his distress he increased contempt against the Lord, King Achaz himself by himself. 28:23. Sacrificed victims to the gods of Damascus that struck him, and he said, The gods of the kings of Syria help them, and I will appease them with victims, and they will help me. Whereas on the contrary they were the ruin of him, and of all Israel. 28:24. Then Achaz having taken away all the vessels of the house of God, and broken them, shut up the doors of the temple of God, and made himself altars in all the corners of Jerusalem. 28:25. And in all the cities of Judah he built altars to burn frankincense, and he provoked the Lord the God of his fathers to wrath. 28:26. But the rest of his acts, and all his works first and last are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. 28:27. And Achaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem. For they received him not into the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. And Azachias his son reigned in his stead. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 29. Azachias purifieth the temple, and restoreth religion. 29:1. Now Azachias began to reign, when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Abia, the daughter of Zacharias. 29:2. And he did that which was pleasing in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. 29:3. In the first year and month of his reign he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and repaired them. 29:4. And he brought the priests and the Levites, and assembled them in the east street. 29:5. And he said to them, Hear me, ye Levites, and be sanctified, purify the house of the Lord the God of your fathers, and take away all filth out of the sanctuary. 29:6. Our fathers have sinned and done evil in the sight of the Lord God, forsaking him. They have turned away their faces from the tabernacle of the Lord, and turned their backs. 29:7. They have shut up the doors that were in the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burnt incense, nor offered holocausts in the sanctuary of the God of Israel. 29:8. Therefore the wrath of the Lord hath been stirred up against Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, and to destruction, and to Behustat, as you see with your eyes. 29:9. Behold, our fathers are fallen by the sword, our sons, and our daughters, and wives are led away captives for this wickedness. 29:10. Now therefore I have a mind that we make a covenant with the Lord the God of Israel, and he will turn away the wrath of his indignation from us. 29:11. My sons, be not negligent. The Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, and to minister to him, and to worship him, and to burn incense to him. 29:12. Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azarias, of the sons of Koth, and of the sons of Merari, Sis the son of Abdi, and Azarias the son of Halali, and of the sons of Gerson, Joiah the son of Sama, and Eden the son of Joah. 29:13. And of the sons of Elizaphan, Samri, and Jehiel, also of the sons of Asaph, Zacharias, and Mathanias. 29:14. And of the sons of Heman, Jehiel, and Simei, and of the sons of Adithan, Simeas, and Oziel. 29:15. And they gathered together their brethren, and sanctified themselves, and went in according to the commandment of the king, and the precept of the Lord, to purify the house of God. 29:16. And the priests went into the temple of the Lord to sanctify it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found within to the entrance of the house of the Lord, and the Levites took it away, and carried it out abroad to the torrent Cedron. 29:17. And they began to cleanse on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the same month they came into the porch of the temple of the Lord, and they purified the temple in 8 days, and on the 16th day of the same month they finished what they had begun. 29:18. And they went into King Ezekias, and said to him, We have sanctified all the house of the Lord, and the altar of holocaust, and the vessels thereof, and the table of proposition with all its vessels. 29:19. And all the furniture of the temple, which King Ahaz in his reign had defiled, after his transgression. And behold, they are all set forth before the altar of the Lord. 29:20. And King Ezekias rising early, assembled all the rulers of the city, and went up into the house of the Lord. 29:21. And they offered together 7 bullocks, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats for sin, for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, for Judah. And he spoke to the priests the sons of Aaron, to offer them upon the altar of the Lord. 29:22. Therefore they killed the bullocks, and the priests took the blood, and poured it upon the altar. They killed also the rams, and their blood they poured also upon the altar, and they killed the lambs, and poured the blood upon the altar. 29:23. And they brought the he-goats for sin before the king, and the whole multitude, and they laid their hand upon them. 29:24. And the priests immolated them, and sprinkled their blood before the altar for an expiation of all Israel. For the king had commanded that the holocaust and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. 29:25. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, and psalteries, and harps according to the regulation of David the king, and of Gad the seer, and of Nathan the prophet. For it was the commandment of the Lord by the hand of his prophets. 29:26. And the Levites stood, with the instruments of David, and the priests with trumpets. 29:27. And Ezekias commanded that they should offer holocausts upon the altar. And when the holocausts were offered, they began to sing praises to the Lord, and to sound with trumpets, and divers instruments which David the king of Israel had prepared. 29:28. And all the multitude adored, and the singers, and the trumpeters, were in their office till the holocaust was finished. 29:29. And when the oblation was ended, the king, and all that were with him bowed down and adored. 29:30. And Ezekias and the princes commanded the Levites to praise the Lord with the words of David, and Asaph the seer. And they praised him with great joy, and bowing the knee adored. 29:31. And Ezekias added, and said, You have filled your hands to the Lord, come and offer victims, and praises in the house of the Lord. And all the multitude offered victims, and praises, and holocausts with the devout mind. 29:32. And the number of the holocausts which the multitude offered, was 70 bullocks, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. 29:33. And they consecrated to the Lord 600 oxen, and 3,000 sheep. 29:34. But the priests were few, and were not enough to flay the holocausts. Wherefore the Levites their brethren helped them, till the work was ended, and priests were sanctified, for the Levites are sanctified with an easier rite than the priests. 29:35. So there were many holocausts, and the fat of peace offerings, and the libations of holocausts, and the service of the house of the Lord was completed. 29:36. And Isaiah, and all the people rejoiced because the ministry of the Lord was accomplished, for the resolution of doing this thing was taken suddenly. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 30. Isaiah invited all Israel to celebrate the Pasch. The solemnity is kept 14 days. 30:1. And Isaiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and he wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and keep the feast to the Lord the God of Israel. 30:2. For the king, taking counsel, and the princes, and all the assembly of Jerusalem, decreed to keep the feast the second month. 30:3. For they could not keep it in its time, because there were not priests enough sanctified, and the people was not as yet gathered together to Jerusalem. The host of heaven, the sun, moon, and stars. 30:4. And the thing pleased the king, and all the people. 30:5. And they decreed to send messengers to all Israel from Bezabi even to Dan, that they should come, and keep the feast to the Lord the God of Israel in Jerusalem. For many had not kept it as it is prescribed by the law. 30:6. And the posts went with letters by commandment of the king, and his princes, to all Israel and Judah, proclaiming according to the king's orders. Ye children of Israel, turn again to the Lord the God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that have escaped the hand of the king of the Assyrians. 30:7. Be not like your fathers, and brethren, who departed from the Lord the God of their fathers, and he hath given them up to destruction, as you see. 30:8. Harden not your necks, as your fathers did. Yield yourselves to the Lord, and come to his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever. Serve the Lord the God of your fathers, and the wrath of his indignation shall be turned away from you. 30:9. For if you turn again to the Lord, your brethren and children shall find mercy before their masters, that have led them away captive, and they shall return into this land. For the Lord your God is merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if you return to him. 30:10. So the post went speedily from city to city, through the land of Ephraim, and of Manasseh, even to Zabulon, whilst they laughed at them and mocked them. 30:11. Nevertheless some men of Asher, and of Manasseh, and of Zabulon, yielding to the council, came to Jerusalem. 30:12. But the hand of God was in Judah, to give them one heart to do the word of the Lord, according to the commandment of the king, and of the princes. 30:13. And much people were assembled to Jerusalem to celebrate the solemnity of the unleavened bread in the second month. 30:14. And they arose and destroyed the altars that were in Jerusalem, and took away all things in which incense was burnt to idols and cast them into the torrent Cedron. 30:15. And they immolated the feast on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites being at length sanctified offered holocausts in the house of the Lord. 30:16. And they stood in their order according to the disposition and law of Moses the man of God. But the priests received the blood which was to be poured out, from the hands of the Levites. 30:17. Because a great number was not sanctified, and therefore the Levites immolated the feast for them that came not in time to be sanctified to the Lord. 30:18. For a great part of the people from Ephraim, and Manasseh, and Issachar, and Zabulon, that had not been sanctified, ate the feast otherwise than it is written. And Isaiah prayed for them, saying, The Lord who is good will shew mercy. 30:19. To all them, who with their whole heart, seek the Lord the God of their fathers, and will not impute it to them that they are not sanctified. 30:20. And the Lord heard him, and was merciful to the people. 30:21. And the children of Israel, that were found at Jerusalem, kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great joy, praising the Lord every day, the Levites also, and the priests, with instruments that agreed to their office. 30:22. And Isaiah spoke to the heart of all the Levites, that had good understanding concerning the Lord, and they ate during the 7 days of the solemnity, immolating victims of peace offerings, and praising the Lord the God of their fathers. 30:23. And it pleased the whole multitude to keep other 7 days, which they did with great joy. 30:24. For Isaiah the king of Judah had given to the multitude 1,000 bullocks, and 7,000 sheep, and the princes had given the people 1,000 bullocks, and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests was sanctified. 30:25. And all the multitude of Judah with the priests and Levites, and all the assembly that came out of Israel, and the proselytes of the land of Israel, and that dwelt in Judah were full of joy. 30:26. And there was a great solemnity in Jerusalem, such as had not been in that city since the time of Solomon the son of David king of Israel. 30:27. And the priests and the Levites rose up and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came to the holy dwelling place of heaven.